Nanaia Mahuta joins us from Fiji. Bula, tetuene, te lawe.
Nisambula vadaka. Kia ora.
You've got it all going on. Well, firstly, could you share with us the purpose of your trip this time around, please, Nanaia?
Yes, look, Fiji's had an election since my last visit, so I'm coming here to acknowledge and pay my respects to the new Prime Minister Rambuka, but also to thank them for the support that they have offered during Cyclone Gabriel and to continue to extend how we can work together, both between our countries and across the region.
Yeah, and it seems that Frank's political days might have eclipsed. What you're thinking there? Is he finished politically, do you think?
Well, look, they've got their domestic issues that they're working through. And we've seen ourselves that, you know, things go up and they go down and they go around and round, and you never, ever write political leaders off. But in this situation here, as I say, they've got their own domestic issues that they're working through.
Thanks, Nanaia. Look, through the week, the Prime Minister said we've got no intention of changing our stance on as a nuclear-free country. That hasn't really been discussed. This in the light of an agreement seemingly between Oz, GB and the States regarding nuclear-powered submarines. That came into discussion through the week, and Hipkins was very quick to say, no, well, there's been no change in circumstance. I wanted to pose that to you as our Foreign Affairs Minister. Any thoughts or updates you can share with our peeps today?
Well, we acknowledge the AUKUS arrangements that have been made between those nations. It's a specific set of arrangements that we're not a part of, and we haven't been from the beginning of its announcement in 2021. What we did say then, and we remain open to the prospect of further thinking around being involved in, for example, issues to do with cybersecurity, because that builds the overall security of our region. We also said that as a nuclear-free nation who continues to want to be that, and we've signed the Treaty of Rarotonga, as has Australia, we don't agree with the use and manufacture and stockpiling of nuclear weapons within our region. That's consistent with the Treaty of Rarotonga. However, it's not. It doesn't apply to nuclear-propelled assets. So from our understanding and the assurance from Australia, their arrangement doesn't affect the Treaty of Rarotonga.
Thank you. There are also spots available for visas for those who might be coming to our country to help or assist in the cleanup, not just in the picking of fruit. What can you share with us about that availability to get more kaitautoko for the mahi ahead?
Well, I think the Cyclone Gabriel has shown us that the cleanup and the recovery and rebuild will be a pretty concerted effort and require a lot of work, and specifically for some sectors, quite a bit of effort. Take horticulture, for example. Our first preference, obviously, would be to ensure that we employ New Zealanders, but also the opportunity to improve the lives of other people, and especially across our Pacific region, can be afforded through various immigration schemes. So we'll look further afield, but our preference actually is to see a lot more New Zealanders employed in the recovery and rebuild.
Thanks. So when I googled your name to find out where you are, Tuhine, obviously articles pop up about some of the more unsavoury aspects of public life in New Zealand, and that's not just yourself, but your family becoming sort of hit targets for keyboard warriors. Do you get frustrated that there's a lot of off-the-ball sort of kōrero regarding you rather than the mahi that you're doing? People are concerned about whānau connections, etc. And many people trying to sort of besmirch you, whether they put their name to that or not.
Yeah, look, New Zealand's a small country. I'm really clear in my mind. I'm not going to be distracted by small-minded keyboard warrior comments. It is hurtful, and certainly when my family see that, it's hurtful for them. But we know, as a whānau, that we've got a lot of work to do in a lot of different areas, and we will put our hands to the things that we can make a difference for. And that's beyond our immediate family, actually, that's for our communities and the people that we serve. So we put everything into that kind of context. However, what I'm really worried about going forward for us as a nation is a lot of this behaviour and use of social media platforms, and now we're seeing campaigns, concerted campaigns being run out, for example, around the Treaty of Waitangi and co-governance, that this is being used as a divisive tactic. And is not helpful for the type of nation we want to see going forward. So we can't be pulled into a rabbit hole and sidetracked, because our future has to be bright so that all our kids have all the opportunities that they can have wherever they may be in our country and around the world. That's the future we want for our kids.
Thanks very much. It's great to talk with you. I appreciate you taking the call early and in Fiji's day. Nei rata mihi, kia koe te tuine. As always, thank you, Nanaia. Safe travels. Look forward to talking with you when you get back.
Ngā mihi, vinaka whakalevu. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Vinaka, vinaka.